It's time for Eau Claire Cavaliers Baseball on West Wisconsin Sports. Eau Claire Cavaliers Baseball on WestWisconsinSports.com is brought to you by Bothan, 7th Brand Superstore, Bumper to Bumper, Dave Mickelson of Century 21 Realty, Don Finch of Mark Wart Chevrolet, the Eau Claire Cavaliers Baseball Association, Mark Wart Chevrolet, the Plaza Hotel and Suites, and Wissota Self-Serve Storage. Now, get ready for exciting Eau Claire Cavaliers baseball on WestWisconsinSports.com.
Good evening, baseball fans. The Carson Park and West Wisconsin Sports presentation of Eau Claire Cavaliers baseball. It's a beautiful evening here at Carson Park. There's just one little cloud in the sky right above the stadium. Other than that, no clouds in the sky. A beautiful, low 80s for temperature. It's a little humid, but a perfect night for baseball. Unlike the other night where it was about 60 degrees with a wind chill of 25 or so up here in the booth. Gorgeous night for baseball. The Eau Claire Cavaliers will be taking on the Austin, Minnesota Greyhounds. The Austin, Minnesota Greyhounds coming into town tonight to play the Cavaliers in a 7:30 p.m. 9-inning contest. Cavaliers are on a bit of a winning streak at the moment. They're currently 23-6. They've won their last five and look to make it six now with hopefully a victory over the Greyhounds tonight. Manager Bill Juleson doing a great job here in his first full campaign as Cavs manager. He came on sort of in the beginning of the season, as you well know, in the sort of substitute role as manager. But it's his team now. Harf Thomter is in attendance. It's good to see him here. He's sitting in the handicapped section in a wheelchair there as he recovers from gallbladder cancer. We wish him well, and it's good to see him out here, getting out to the games and probably passing on a word or two of wisdom to manager and player Bill Juleson. Let's not forget Bill Juleson also plays for the Cavs, and he's had a good season so far when he's put himself into the game as a pinch hitter or as a starter, depending on the roster needs of the night. Other highlights for the Cavs this season so far, the interesting contest between two of their starting pitchers, aces, both of them in the truest sense of the word. Aaron Ochterberg has started out the season 7-0. And he's been even better than he has been in years past. Last year he was Cavaliers Pitcher of the Year. Actually, that's not correct. In 2003 he was the Cavs Pitcher of the Year, but he also had a great season last season. But the most remarkable thing is the improvement of Bill Nolan. Bill Nolan, who played for the Cavs last year in his first season and came back this season in his second full year with the Cavs. He's 5-0 with an extraordinarily low ERA. And we're looking for big things out of both of those pitchers for the Cavs. Yeah, Aaron Ochterberg was the leading pitcher for 2003 and 2004, actually. He shared that honor with Adam Farrell last season. Bill Nolan, though, going... Let's see if we can find his stats. Going 5-0 this season. Last year, I believe he was something like 3-5. Cavaliers are taking infield now as we get set for tonight's game. The Austin, Minnesota Greyhounds are in town. The Cavs will go to Austin later on, play a couple of games over there. We'll be right back after this. You're listening to the pregame show. It's Eau Claire Cavaliers baseball on West Wisconsin Sports.
The Eau Claire Cavaliers are proud to be sponsors of West Wisconsin sports broadcasts in 2005. Join the Eau Claire Cavaliers in celebrating their 35th anniversary season by heading on out to Carson Park and watching the boys of summer swing into action.
The Cavaliers have a long tradition of being a non-profit, charitable baseball organization that has served the community for over three decades, all the while providing some of the best in baseball entertainment to the Chippewa Valley. Come on out to Carson Park early on promotional nights for the best in local and regional music acts that play 1 hour before game time. Also, there is free admission to many Cavaliers games with prizes given away on many promotional nights. For affordable, quality family entertainment, come on out to Carson Park all season long and cheer on the Eau Claire Cavaliers. The Eau Claire Cavaliers, 35 years and going strong.
When looking for a new or used car or truck, stop in and see Don Finch at Marquardt Chevrolet, north of Eau Claire off Highway 53. If you need help selecting a new vehicle, Don Finch is eager to assist you until you are totally satisfied with your selection. For an experienced sales professional with many years of service, stop in at Marquardt Chevrolet and see Don Finch today. Call 833-0444 or email him at dfinch@marquardt.com.
Marquardt. Vehicles you want, people you trust.
If you're looking for a dependable real estate agent, look no further than Dave Mickelson of Century 21 Metro Realty. Dave was voted Realtor of the Year for 2004. Dave was born and raised in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, and he's consistently one of the top real estate agents for northwestern Wisconsin. Visit his website at www.c21dave.com or call his office at 832-2222. For all your real estate needs, call Dave Mickelson of Century 21 Metro Realty. Professionalism, integrity, experience.
As we were saying before the break, Bill Nolan with a 3-5 record last year, a 3.77 ERA. He did strike out 62 batters in 57 and a third last season. His MO is as a strikeout pitcher, and that trend has continued here into 2005. But he started out the season much better as far as record goes and ERA, 5-0 so far this season. And we'll see if he gets the start tonight. It doesn't look like it. Bill Nolan's a big left-hander for the Cavs. Might be Aaron Ochterberg tonight. We'll let you know about the lineups as soon as we have them. We're currently about 7 minutes away from game time. Tonight is not a promotional night or a special event night of any kind, but still come on out. There's plenty of time and room for you. Here's the Eau Claire Cavaliers get ready to take on the Austin Greyhounds. Their next home game will be on July 13th. That's next Wednesday against Coon Valley. Come on out, 7:30 p.m., game time start. Wednesday, July 13th versus Coon Valley. And then Thursday, July 14th versus Rochester, Minnesota will be a promotional night. Eau Claire Cavaliers and Bauerbilt night, which will be a big night here at the park. It always is. Every year on Bauerbilt night, they're one of the main sponsors for the Cavs, and they always put on a good event. The Thundermen will be performing the pregame concert on July 14th. They're a pretty well-known oldies cover band. They played at my senior homecoming dance, actually, in high school, the Thundermen. So it'll be good to see them again. And you get to be able to see them free here at Carson Park. They'll put on a pregame concert from 6:30 to 7:30. The game will be free admission on Thursday, July 14th. There will be the Family Fun Zone as well as prizes. So there's no reason not to be here. You're going to walk away with something. So mark that date on your calendars. Thursday, July 14th. Cavaliers will be taking on Rochester, Minnesota. It'll be Bauerbilt night here at Carson Park. We'll have that game for you here on West Wisconsin Sports if somehow you are unable to make it in person here at Carson Park. Or if you want to hear the game later on, you can hear the rebroadcasts, as always, right here on westwisconsinsports.com. Our next broadcast will be on Wednesday, July 13th. After tonight's game, Cavaliers will go on the road. They'll play a doubleheader in St. Paul this Saturday, July 9th, against St. Paul's Commanding Edge. And then on Sunday, July 10th, Cavaliers will play a 1 o'clock doubleheader at St. Paul A's Coral. So, four games against two St. Paul teams this weekend in St. Paul for the Cavs. And they'll come back next Wednesday to play Coon Valley, and we'll have that game for you right here in West Wisconsin Sports. You can also hear the replay of this game, Oakland Cavaliers versus the Austin Greyhounds, on westwisconsinsports.com. Cavaliers are just finishing up their infield, and we'll be back right after this. You're listening to Eau Claire Cavaliers Baseball on West Wisconsin Sports.
The Plaza Hotel and Suites in Eau Claire is a great place for a convention or any stay. With the elegant Crystal Ballroom, over 230 guest rooms, and a wide variety of services and amenities, the Plaza Hotel and Suites is the place to stay for a visit in Eau Claire. Becky Welke and the entire staff at the Plaza Hotel and Suites provide unparalleled professionalism when accommodating their guests' needs. Call 715-834-3181 or visit their website at www.plazaeauclaire.com.
Hello, I'm Dave Marquardt. Looking for a dependable used truck? Consider the Used Vehicle Center at Marquardt Chevrolet. We always carry a large selection of used pickups, vans, and SUVs. In fact, we have the best selection of used trucks in the Chippewa Valley. When you're thinking about buying a dependable used truck, make sure you buy it from a dependable dealer. The Used Vehicle Center at Marquardt Chevrolet, Highway 53 North between Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. Marquardt. Vehicles you want, people you trust.
What am I going to do with all this stuff?
I don't know. What are you going to do with all that stuff?
I don't know where to put it.
I'll tell you where to put it. Take it to Wissota Self-Serve Storage, County Trunk X, 3 miles east of Chippewa Falls. They'll take care of you. It's a great place. You can put anything you want there. Call 832-3977.
Now I know where to put all this stuff.
Wissota Self-Serve Storage, 3 miles east of Chippewa Falls on County Trunk X. West Wisconsin Sports would like to thank all of our wonderful sponsors for making the 2005 Eau Claire Cavaliers broadcast possible. Thanks to Marquardt Chevrolet, the Plaza Hotel and Suites, Dave Mickelson of Century 21 Realty, Boston 7 Brand Superstore, Wissota Self-Serve Storage, Bumper to Bumper, Don Finch of Marquardt Chevrolet, and the Eau Claire Cavaliers. Thank you for supporting Cavaliers broadcasts on WestWisconsinSports.com.
Welcome back, baseball fans, to Carson Park. As we get ready to begin tonight's game between the Eau Claire Cavaliers and the Austin, Minnesota Athletics, Cavaliers come into tonight's game with a mark of 23-6, 23 wins, only 6 losses, only one of those losses actually here at home, I believe. A sparkling record at home this season. Hopefully that will continue tonight. Looks like Aaron Ochterberg will be the starting pitcher for the Cavs tonight, so I'm warming up down in the bullpen with Ryan Jones and a few others. Brian Myers in attendance. Don Zaspel has arrived. Don Zaspel and Harv, they're both here, sitting in wheelchairs as they recover from their illnesses. Harv from gallbladder cancer and Don from the heart attack. Both look well, both seem to be doing well. They're out here, and it's good to have them. Right now, the Austin Greyhounds are taking infield. They should be finishing up momentarily here. And we will get starting lineups to you. Once again, we'd like to remind you that this game will be rebroadcast on WestWisconsinSports.com after the game. Listen to the replay all night long if you want. Our next broadcast will be next Wednesday. That'll be July 13th, the next Cavs home game, incidentally, when the Cavs take on Coon Valley. And we'll be right back after this on West Wisconsin Sports. You're listening to Eau Claire Cavaliers Baseball on WestWisconsinSports.com.
Hi, this is Jim from Bumper to Bumper Auto Parts. It's tune-up time, and Bumper to Bumper has the items your vehicle needs to run right and save gas, too. Spark plugs, PCV valves, oxygen sensors, and more are in stock now. Graham air filters start at only $4.99, and 60-month Exide batteries start at only $39.99. We've got the parts and low prices, too.
Bumper to Bumper, the auto parts specialist.
The drive of your life is waiting for you. Be a part-time buyer. Incredible selection that's close to you. High quality driving, pre-owned and new. Minivans, SUVs, cars, trucks, and more. We're Chippewa Valley Superstore. The drive of your life is waiting for you.
The tradition continues. This summer, WestWisconsinSports.com is broadcasting Eau Claire Cavaliers baseball games. Follow the Cavaliers all season long by listening to the live broadcast of games and the replays of the broadcasts on West Wisconsin Sports. WestWisconsinSports.com will also have profiles on your favorite players and game statistics. If you can't make it to Carson Park, catch the games on the web. It's a great new way to enjoy Cavaliers baseball. The Plaza Hotel and Suites in Eau Claire is a great place for a convention or any stay. With the elegant Crystal Ballroom, over 230 guest rooms, and a wide variety of services and amenities, the Plaza Hotel and Suites is the place to stay for a visit in Eau Claire. Becky Welke and the entire staff at the Plaza Hotel and Suites provide unparalleled professionalism when accommodating their guests' needs. Call 715-834-3181 or visit their website at www.plazaeauclaire.com.
Welcome back, baseball fans, to Carson Park as we continue our broadcast of Eau Claire Cavaliers baseball on West Wisconsin Sports. We're just about set for tonight's game. Austin's finishing up infield. And it looks as though we'll have the national anthem momentarily. Manager for Austin, Minnesota, finishes his warm-up swings. And it looks like the Cavs are ready to take the field. Starting pitcher tonight looks like will be Aaron Ochterberg. Catcher, Greg Meinertz. The voice you hear behind me is Kirk Hovey, the announcer for the Cavs tonight. We're going to send it back to West Wisconsin Sports Studios now as we are just about set for this 7:30 contest between the Eau Claire Cavaliers and the Austin Greyhounds, I should say. You're listening to Cavaliers Baseball on West Wisconsin Sports.
The Eau Claire Cavaliers are proud to be sponsors of West Wisconsin Sports Broadcasts in 2005. Join the Eau Claire Cavaliers in celebrating their 35th anniversary season by heading on out to Carson Park and watching the boys of summer swing into action. The Cavaliers have a long tradition of being a non-profit, charitable baseball organization that has served the community for over three decades, all the while providing some of the best in baseball entertainment to the Chippewa Valley. Come on out to Carson Park early on promotional nights for the best in local and regional music acts that play 1 hour before game time. Also, there is free admission to many Cavaliers games with prizes given away on many promotional nights. For affordable, quality family entertainment, come on out to Carson Park all season long and cheer on the Eau Claire Cavaliers. The Eau Claire Cavaliers, 35 years and going strong.
Help the Eau Claire Cavaliers celebrate their 35th season of providing quality baseball to the Chippewa Valley by supporting broadcasts of their games on WestWisconsinSports.com. This season looks to be an exciting one as the Eau Claire Cavaliers begin the 2005 campaign. Led by field manager Harv Tomter, the Eau Claire Cavaliers showcase some of the best young baseball talent from Eau Claire to Japan. Head on out to Carson Park this season to check out the Eau Claire Cavaliers games and listen to the live and replayed broadcasts on WestWisconsinSports.com.
When looking for a new or used car or truck, stop in and see Don Finch at Marquardt Chevrolet, north of Eau Claire off Highway 53. If you need help selecting a new vehicle, Don Finch is eager to assist you until you are totally satisfied with your selection. For an experienced sales professional with many years of service, stop in at Marquardt Chevrolet and see Don Finch today. Call 833-0444 or email him at dfinch@marquardt.com.
Marquardt. Vehicles you want. People you trust.
What am I going to do with all this stuff?
I don't know. What are you going to do with all that stuff?
I don't know where to put it.
I'll tell you where to put it. Take it to Wissota Self-Serve Storage, County Trunk X, 3 miles east of Chippewa Falls. They'll take care of you. It's a great place. You can put anything you want there. Call 832-3977.
Now I know where to put all this stuff.
Wissota Self-Serve Storage, 3 miles east of Chippewa Falls on County Trunk X. West Wisconsin Sports would like to thank all of our wonderful sponsors for making the 2005 Eau Claire Cavaliers broadcast possible. Thanks to Marquardt Chevrolet, the Plaza Hotel and Suites, Dave Mickelson of Century 21 Realty, Boston 7 Brand Superstore, Wissota Self-Serve Storage, Bumper to Bumper, Don Finch of Marquardt Chevrolet, and the Eau Claire Cavaliers. Thank you for supporting Cavaliers broadcasts on WestWisconsinSports.com.
Welcome back to Carson Park, baseball fans, as we are just about set for the beginning of tonight's game. Aaron Ochterberg finishes up his warm-up pitches, and Greg Meinertz tosses down to the second baseman. That's Greg Harder, covering at second base. And we're ready for the start of tonight's game. Aaron Ochterberg is indeed the pitcher for the Cavs tonight. And the lineups for the Greyhounds look something like this. Leading off and playing in right field is number 3, Tate Cummins. Batting second and playing in left field is number 7, Brian Tor. Batting third and playing in center field is number 9, Nick Roney. First pitch swung on and lined into right field for a base hit. Tate Cummins aboard with leadoff single here in the top of the first. Batting fourth for the Greyhounds is Zach Shara, playing third base, number 40. Batting fifth is the DH, number 28, Jamie Morrison. Batting sixth and catching is number 27, Matt Rasso. Batting seventh, playing at second base, is number 14, Nick Bovey. Batting eighth and playing at first base, number 15, Clint Rippler. And batting ninth and playing at shortstop is number 11, John Frein. Starting pitching for the Greyhounds is number 20, Dave Meyer. Once again, the starting lineups for the Austin, Minnesota Greyhounds, Cummins, Tor, Roney, Shara, Morrison, Rasso, Bovey, Rippler, Freen, with Dave Meyer on the mound. And the 0-1 pitch, instead of throw to first, and Cummins is back. Brian Tor, the batter for the Greyhounds. The Greyhounds dressed in white jerseys, white pants with red stripes down the middle. Throw over to first this time, gets past Burian. And going down to second will be Tate Cummins. That'll be a throwing error on Aaron Ochterberg to start the game. So a bit of an inauspicious start for the Cavs. Aaron Ochterberg gives up leadoff base hit, then commits an error, and the runner is at second now with no one out. Still 0-1 to Brian Tor. 0-2 now is fastball nips the outside corner. And the 0-2 pitch. Off the outside corner, getting by the catcher, Greg Meinertz. He should have come up with that catch. That's going to be a pass ball. The runner will go to third. There's no one out. So some sloppy defense here very early And the Cavs struggling a little bit. The Greyhounds have a runner at third. Brian Torres still batting. 1-2 is the count. And the pitch. Swung on and fouled back and out of play. And the pitch. Swung on, line foul. Off to the right side and out of play. Still 1-2. Oxenberg, though, as we've said many times, is adept at getting into trouble and then getting out of it. Let's see if this is another one of those situations. Pitch is fouled off again. Good battle here between Brian Tour of the Greyhounds and Aaron Oktoberg of the Cavaliers. Pitch is swung on and missed. Strike three, and that's the first out of the inning. Aaron Oktoberg with a much-needed strikeout. And one man is down here in the top of the first inning. The batter will be the center fielder, Nick Roney. Nick Roney wearing number 9, right-handed batter. Platinum blonde hair underneath that helmet. The first pitch from Oktoberg is just blowing outside. 1-0. Good for a strike on the inside corner that time, and the count is even at 1 apiece. Still a runner at third. 1 out now, though. Cavs are playing with the infield back, willing to give that up. Oh, and Roney gets hit on the head by the pitch. That sound you heard was the sound of the baseball bouncing off of his helmet. Squarely on the helmet, though. Looks like he's all right. Nothing he could do about that. Just turn his head and take it squarely in the helmet. That's why they wear them, though. Runners at the corners now. And the batter is Zach Shara. He swings and misses the first offering. Had a good cut at that one. No ball is one strike. To Shara, also a right-handed batter. Throw over to first, not in time. Cavs wearing their red jerseys with navy blue undershirts, white pants with the navy blue and red stripes down the side, red socks. Pitch is swung on and fouled. Will it stay in play? Oh, just out of the reach of Mo Buren. He had that in his glove for a moment. Running full on for the fence over there in foul territory and just was unable to make that catch. It was a close play. Buren actually crashed into the infield covering that resides there a little bit beyond the first base side dugout. 0-2 is the count on Shara. Would have been a big out if Buren had been able to hang on. Runner goes. Miner throws down to second. Runner will be safe there. Runner comes home from third. Throw back to home is Wild and getting by Miner. The runner will go to third. So a run scores on the play. It's a double steal. Cummins scores on the play. A double steal of home and second. Nick Roney goes to third on the play. And Austin strikes first here in the first inning. Well, that happened last time. Where that happened last game we brought to you when Sparta scored first in the top of the first. And Shara strikes out swinging for the second out. So there are two down now. Ochterberg clearly upset that Austin has scored. We had two errors in the inning now for the Cavs. Batter is Jamie Morrison, and he looks at a first pitch strike from Ochterberg, who, except for that hit by pitch, has had pretty good control so far here in the first. A couple of throwing errors have cost the Cavs a run, basically. Foul tipped and good for strike two to Morrison. And it's 0-2 on the Austin DH. Ochterberg looking for his eighth win this season against no defeats. And the pitches. Lone inside, 1-2. The Eau Claire native, North High graduate, Aaron Ochterberg. One and two on Jamie Morrison. And the pitch. Swung on, lifted into right center field. Should be a routine play out there. And it is for Luke Schultz, and the inning is over. But not before the Austin Greyhounds score the first run of the game. They get one hit. There were two Cavalier errors, and one man was left on base. And after one half of an inning of play, our score is the Austin Greyhounds 1. The Eau Claire Cavaliers coming up. And the lineup for the Eau Claire Cavaliers here in game number 30 of the season for them goes something like this. Leading off and playing in right field for the Cavaliers is number 3, Luke Schultz. Batting second and playing at shortstop is number 11, Nick Rainwater. Batting third and doing the DHing tonight is number 33, Ryan Jones. Batting fourth and playing at third base is number 24, Rob Brockle. Batting fifth and catching is number 15, Greg Myers. Batting sixth and playing in center field is number 13, Seth Meyer. Batting seventh and playing in left field is number 16, Nick Wixer. Batting eighth, playing at first base, number 44, Mo Burian. And batting ninth and playing at second base is number 40, Greg Harder. And as we've been saying, starting pitching tonight for the Cavs is number 23, Aaron Ochterberg, who comes into the game with a 7-0 record. He has 7 of the Cavs' 23 wins. That's not bad. Once again, the Cavs lineup goes Luke Schultz, Nick Rainwater, Ryan Jones, Rob Brockle, Greg Meinertz, Seth Meyer, Nick Wixer, Mo Burian, and Greg Harder, 1 through 9. Starting pitcher for the Greyhounds, as we said in the top of the first, is number 20, Dave Meyer. Dave Meyer, a right-hander, making his warm-up tosses as we speak. Cavs looking to get back that run they gave up in the top of the first. They wouldn't have given up a run at all if it weren't for those two errors. And Luke Schultz comes to the plate. We're in the bottom of the first inning. Austin leads 1-0. And the first pitch from Dave Meyer to Luke Schultz is a ball off the outside corner, 1-0. Luke Schultz, a left-handed batter. Looks at the next pitch, low for a ball, 2-0 now. Luke Schultz, the Menominee native, was a sophomore at Stout this past year. Looks at a ball high and 3-0. Luke Schultz actually appeared in 19 games as a Cav last season. And Schultz takes ball four outside and draws a leadoff walk. So the Cavs have a base runner, their first of the night. And the shortstop is the batter now, Nick Rainwater. Brian Meyer over at first. The Sunfield here at Carson Park is right field. That right fielder and to some extent also the second baseman squinting against the sunlight. Throw over to first in time, and Luke Schultz is picked off. That wasn't even close, actually. Schultz caught looking. Billy Juulsen not happy with that. And just that quickly, there's one man out. So after giving up the leadoff walk, Dave Meyer picks off Luke Schultz. Cavaliers have had some miscues in this game. A couple throwing errors. Now a pickoff. Not a good start. First pitch to Nick Rainwater is good for a strike. It's 0-1. Schultz walked on four straight, then proceeded to get picked off. Rainwater looks at strike two. Nick Rainwater, the Waukesha native, goes to the University of Illinois, Chicago. It's his first season with the Cavs, and he takes a called third strike. And there are two men out here in the Cavs' half of inning number one. The batter will be the DH, Ryan Jones. Not a good at-bat there for Nick Rainwater. He looked at three straight strikes. And the first pitch to Jones is swung on, bounced up the middle and into center field for a base hit. And Jones has the first hit for the Cavs. Those pickoffs really hurt. Instead of having two on with only one out now, the Cavs have one on with two out. Rob Brockle is the batter now. He's the third baseman for the Cavs. It's just conventional baseball wisdom that nothing kills rallies quite like pickoffs and strikeouts with runners in scoring position. Pitch to Brockle, swung on, grounded into right field for a base hit. Well, what did we say about killing rallies? Jones makes a hard turn at second, thinks better of going to third, and heads back. And the Cavs have runners at first and second now with two men out. So back-to-back base hits by Ryan Jones and Rob Brockle. And the Cavs are in business with two out. Greg Minus, the catcher, is the batter. Miners has power, looking to drive in Eau Claire's first run of the night. And the pitch. Good for a call, first strike. Well, how much does that pickoff hurt now? With two out, you get two straight base hits. Could have cost the Cavs a run. At the very least, they'd have bases loaded with only one out. Yeah, that pickoff wasn't even close. I don't think Schultz got even back to the bag. He must have been sleeping. Curveball good for a strike, and it's 0-2 on Greg Meinertz. Cavs have a threat here in the bottom of the first. They have two hits. And the 0-2 pitch. Just a bit outside. 1-2 now. And the 1-2 pitch. curveball that's just a bit off the inside corner. And the count is even at 2. The 2-2 pitch. Swung on, grounded sharply to the left side in the hole. Backhand stop there. He goes to second. Unable to handle the ball is the second baseman, Nick Bovee. The ball actually gets by him and into right field. All runners will move up 90 feet, and Ryan Jones will score on the play. All the way from second. So Minard scoring on the error. Seth Meyer will be the batter now. That was a good play to backhand that ball and stop it, but the throw to second was very bad, off the mark, going into right field. And the Cavs have tied this game on a defensive miscue by the Greyhounds. First pitch to Meyer is outside, 1-0. And now they have runners at second and third with two men out. So Miner's at second, Brockle at third. Pitch is low and outside again, 2-0. Very sloppy game so far, but now it's tied. Two errors for the Cavs already, one error for the Greyhounds. We're not even through one full inning of play. Ball low, 3-0 on Seth Meyer. If he reaches, Nick Wixer will be the batter after him. Called first strike on the outside corner, 3-1 on Seth Meyer. And Meyer draws a walk. And the bases are full up now for Nick Wixer. A Cavalier on every base and a chicken in every pot. Nick Wixer with a two-out RBI opportunity here. This could have been a very big inning if not for that pickoff now. First pitch is good for a called strike on the outside corner. Curveball that time. 0-1 on the right-handed batter, Nick Wixer. Strike two now. Wixer looked. And the pitch is a curveball fouled off. There's a few more fans coming into the park now. It's a beautiful night for baseball. If you're not here yet, you should come on out. And the 0-2 pitch. Called, third strike on the outside corner, and that ends the first for the Cavaliers. Wixer didn't like the call, but the inning is over now. Cavaliers get one run on two hits. There was one Austin Greyhound error, and three men were left on base. And at the end of one complete inning of play, our score is tied at 1. You're listening to Eau Claire Cavaliers Baseball on West Wisconsin Sports.
If you're looking for a dependable real estate agent, look no further than Dave Mickelson of Century 21 Metro Realty. Dave was voted Realtor of the Year for 2004. Dave was born and raised in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, and he's consistently one of the top real estate agents for northwestern Wisconsin. Visit his website at www.c21dave.com or call his office at 832-2222. For all your real estate needs, call Dave Mickelson of Century 21 Metro Realty. Professionalism, integrity, experience.
This is Jim from Bumper to Bumper Auto Parts. It's tune-up time, and Bumper to Bumper has the items your vehicle needs to run right and save gas, too. Spark plugs, PCV valves, oxygen sensors, and more are in stock now. Dram air filters start at only $4.99, and 60-month X-Side batteries start at only $39.99. We've got the parts and low prices, too.
Bumper to Bumper, the auto parts specialist.
It's the top of the second inning here at Carson Park. The Oakland Cavaliers and the Austin Greyhounds. And a game tied at one. Both teams scoring once in the first inning. Three errors in the game so far. At this rate, there will be 27 errors in the game. Three for every one inning of play. Hopefully not. I would be very surprised if there were that many, or even half that many. But that just gives you an indication of how sloppy things have been through just one inning of baseball so far. Aaron Ochterberg here to work the second inning, and the batter leading off for the Greyhounds is Matt Rasso, the catcher. First pitch is swung on, skied into right field. That's a stunned field out there, but Luke Schultz drifting back makes a nice catch, and there's one man out in the inning. So one man out now, and the batter will be Nick Bovey. Nick Bovey, I wonder if he's related to Matt Bovey, former Cavalier. You remember him? Matt Bovey, who had a couple of good seasons with the Cavs. Fairly recently, actually. First pitch to the strike from Ochterberg, 0-1. Yeah, Matt Bovey, not with the Cavs this year, but I believe he was with the Cavs last year. I have to check on that. Next pitch just misses, and the count is even at one. Yeah, Matt Bovey last year appeared in 43 games for the Cavs, batted 214. It's 1-2 now. And the pitch from Ochterberg, just a bit low and inside, 2-2. Yeah, Matt Bovey appeared in 43 games. 28 for 131, 9 runs scored, 6 doubles, 2 home runs, 16 RBIs, and a stolen base. No idea if he's any relation to Nick Bovey as the count goes to full now. Ochterberg misses again. Working quickly here, and the pitch just a bit low, and Nick Bovey draws a one-out walk. Batter for the Greyhounds now is number 15, Clint Ripler. Clint Ripler. Quite the stylish name, if I do say so. Throw over to first, not in time. Rasso is, or I should say Bovey is back. And the pitch. High 4-ball, 1-0. Myers calls timeout and wants to talk with his pitcher, Aaron Ochterberg. Shadows lengthening over the outfield of Carson Park. The infield is almost entirely in shadow now. The right field corner, though, with a good amount of sunlight yet. And the pitch. Good for a strike, 1-1. Luke Schultz out there fighting the sun. And the pitch is swung on and fouled back onto the screen behind home plate. And it's 1-2 now on Clint Ripler. Ripler swings and chops this one off to short. Taylor made double play ball. 4-6-3. Burien hangs on, and it's a double play to end the inning. So Clint Ripler grounds out Greg Harder to Nick Rainwater to Mo Burien. And the inning's over. So Austin gets no runs on no hits. There were no errors. Some good defense that time. And no one left on base. And after 1.5 innings of play, our score is tied at 1. Well, if you're a baseball fan, and more specifically a Milwaukee Brewers fan, you know that they dropped that game number 4 in Miami to the Florida Marlins by a score of 11-3 today. There was a 41-minute rain delay in that contest. And that was kind of the turning point of the game. It was, I believe it was a tie ball game up until that rain delay hit. And then Carlos Delgado with a pinch hit grand slam. The Marlins batted around a bit, and the Brewers simply lost heart. Victor Santos drops to 2-9 on the season. Amazing his ERA is as low as it is for 2-9, although he didn't pitch that well. Brewers had some errors in that game. Had a great chance to take at least 3 out of 4 from the Marlins, but they'll go to Atlanta to begin a weekend series against the Braves tomorrow. Here, though, the Cavs are back to even, and Cavs look to go to 24-6 on the season. That would be an 800 winning percentage, which is pretty close to Harv Tomter's career lifetime winning percentage with the Cavs. And actually, it's a better start than the Cavs have had the last couple of years. Cavs have had some good seasons, some of the best in the early and mid-90s, and then more recently in 2001 and 2002. Leading off for the Cavs here in the bottom of the second is Mo Burien. Yeah, in fact, see, the Cavs in 2001 went 62-12, and in 2002 they went 66-12 under Harv Tomter. Last year they were 41-28. The year before, in 2003, they were 52-24. Pitch is swung on, grounded to the pitcher. Bobbles it for a moment, but recovers in plenty of time to throw out Burien. And there's one man out in the Cavs half of inning number two. Yeah, 2001 was a CABA World Series championship year for Harv Tomter. It would be the fifth World Series championship that he would earn as manager of the Cavs. He had a four-peat back in the mid-90s, actually winning in 94, 95, 96, and 97. First pitch to the batter, Greg Harder, is a ball, and it's 1-0. Greg Harder, the batter now. And the pitch is grounded sharply out to short, but it's a routine play out there for John Freen. He throws over to Clint Ripler at first. And Harder's retired very quietly. And there are... We're back to the top of the order lineup now with Luke Schultz and two men out. In 1994, the Cavaliers went 71-11-1, one tie in there. Grounded out to short. Again, Freen to Ripler, and Cavaliers are retired 1-2-3 very quickly in a second. And after two complete innings of play, our score is the Eau Claire Cavaliers 1 and the Austin Greyhounds 1. You're listening to Cavaliers Baseball on West Wisconsin Sports.
Hello, I'm Dave Marquardt. Looking for a dependable used truck? Consider the Used Vehicle Center at Marquardt Chevrolet. We always carry a large selection of used pickups, vans, and SUVs. In fact, we have the best selection of used trucks in the Chippewa Valley. When you're thinking about buying a dependable used truck, make sure you buy it from a dependable dealer. The Used Vehicle Center at Marquardt Chevrolet, Highway 53 North between Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. Marquardt. Vehicles you want, people you trust.
West Wisconsin Sports would like to thank all of our wonderful sponsors for making the 2005 Eau Claire Cavaliers broadcast possible. Thanks to Marquardt Chevrolet, the Plaza Hotel and Suites, Dave Mickelson of Century 21 Realty, Boston 7 Brand Superstore, Minnesota Self-Serve Storage, Bumper to Bumper, Don Finch of Marquardt Chevrolet, and the Eau Claire Cavaliers. Thank you for supporting Cavaliers broadcasts on WestWisconsinSports.com.
Welcome back to Carson Park as we move to the top of inning number three here. The Eau Claire Cavaliers and the Austin Greyhounds deadlocked at one. Aaron Ochterberg, the pitcher for the Cavs, he continues to work here. Leading off for the Austin Greyhounds is the shortstop, John Freen, who made a couple of outs in that last half of the inning. We were talking a little bit before the break about Eau Claire Cavaliers' history. 34 years, this is their 35th year. Harv Tomter, their manager from 1979 till 2004. first pitch from Ochterberg is a ball outside. Cavs actually had, let's see, one, five managers now in their history. Pitch is good for a strike, and the count is even. The first manager was Glenn St. Arnold back in 1971. Pitch is swung on and missed. Glenn St. Arnold is still a member of the Cavaliers Board of Control. Funny guy, Glenn St. Arnold. He's a real crack-up if you've ever had a chance to meet him. Pitch is outside, 2-2. He managed the Cavs from 1971 to 1974. Then Doug Smith took over in 1975, went 36-20. Pitch is low and outside, 3-2 now on John Frain. Swung on and missed, and Ochterberg comes back to strike him out. That's Ochterberg's third strikeout of the evening, and we're back to the top of the lineup with Tate Cummins, who walked, eventually came around to score, had a stolen base, stole home, actually, from that double steal in the first inning. In 1976, Jim Severson became the manager of the Oakland Cavaliers, went 35-15. First pitch to Tate is 1-0, it's a ball outside. Glenn St. Arnold then came back to manage the Cavaliers in 1977 and 1978, going 42-14 and 51-9 in 1978. Swung on and missed. And it's 1-2 now on Tate Cummins. And then it's been Harv Tomter basically ever since 1979. Cavaliers in their history have never had a losing season. Pitch is swung, grounded sharply out to short. Tough play out there for the shortstop, and Cummins beat it out. That'll be a base hit for Tate Cummins, his second tonight. The ball was hit sharply to the hole. It took a high hop out there for Rainwater. The throw was a bit low. I'm not sure if Buehring was unable to dig it out or if it was just a plain hustling single there on the infield for Cummins. Anyway, there's one man out, and there's a runner at first, and the batter will be Brian Torr, who struck out his first time up. Cavs have never actually been that close to having a losing record. Last year, I guess, was the closest they've ever come. Throw over to first, not in time. Cavs a mere 13 games above 500 last year with a 41-28 record. In 1985, they were 46-32. Runner goes. Throw down a second. Not in time, and Cummins has his second stolen base. And Austin has a runner at second with one man out. Well, those were some dominant teams in the mid-90s. Under manager Harv Tomter, as we said, in 1995, the Cavs went 81-14, 67-13 in 1996, and 73-18 in 1997. Next pitch is good for a strike, and it's 0-2 now on Brian Torr. The 0-2 pitch, low and outside, throw down to third, runner goes. Not in time. Brockel, unable to believe that call. Under severe protest, Bill Julison comes out of the dugout. It looked like they got him, but looks like Denny Whiteside out there says no. Stolen base. Cummins' third stolen base of the game. The Greyhounds' fourth. And now there's a runner at third with only one out. That being the go-ahead run. The batter is still Brian Torr. And the 1-2 pitch. Just a bit off the outside corner, and the count is even. 3-2 now as Oktoberg misses again. Cavaliers have actually scored or won more than 70 games 8 times in their history. Mo Burian makes a catch in foul territory on a foul ball off the bat of Nick Roney. A nice over-the-shoulder running away from first base type of catch, and he throws in quickly to Meinert. Nobody advances, and there's two outs, so that's a big out there. Brian Tor fouling out. The batter is Nick Roney, who was hit by a pitch. He was actually hit on the helmet, hit in the head. And Strand in the first. Now, what do we say about Aaron Oktoberg working out of a jam? He has a chance to get out of it here. And the first pitch to Roney is outside, 1-0. Cavaliers' best season for winning percentage was definitely 1987 when they went 77-8. That's almost, what is that, a 900 winning percentage or so? Of 85 games, they won 77. Pitch it misses again, and it's 2-0. Last time the Cavs won 70 games was 1997, when they went 73-18, and this is a base hit into right field, and that'll score the go-ahead run. Tate Cummins. So Oktoberg does not get out of it, and Roney gets an RBI base hit. Those stolen bases paying off great dividends for the Greyhounds here early on. They stole home in the first inning. Two stolen bases just now by Tate Cummins allowed him to go from first to third, and he scored on that two-out base hit. The batter will be Zach Schara. Schara drives this one into deep left field. This could be trouble. Up against the wall. It's off the wall on left field. Coming around to score will be Roney, and Schara will hold it second with a double. So Schara with an RBI double. I don't know how that one stayed in the park. That was hit deep to the gap and left, bouncing about two-thirds of the way up off the fence on the fly. And now 3-1. Austin leading Eau Claire. 3 runs, 4 hits, 1 error for the Greyhounds. 1 run, 2 hits, 2 errors for the Cavs. And they're not out of it yet. Runner at second now with 2 men out. And Oktoberg's first pitch to Jamie Morrison is swung on and grounded weakly to third. Brockle's up with it, and he throws over to Burian in time to finally end the inning. But not before the Greyhounds do some damage here. They get 2 runs on 3 base hits. There were no Cavalier errors, and 1 man was left on base. And after 2 1/2 innings of play, our score is the Austin Greyhounds 3 and the Oakland Cavaliers 1. Well, Austin not going to roll over and die here or be intimidated by the Cavs' solid record so far this season. They're here to fight. The Cavs had better be ready to step up their game a little bit. So we've been talking about Cavalier history the past inning or so, and looking at past seasons and the Cavs' record. They have 2 ties in their history. Both those ties taking place. Well, they actually have 3 ties. 1 in their very first season in 1971, and then 2 in the 90s. 1 in 1994, and then 1 in 1999. By far, though, tremendously positive record for the Cavs throughout their history. We're We're about ready to begin the bottom half of inning number three here. Coming up to bat is Nick Rainwater. Cavs went down quietly in the second inning. 1-2-3. 3-1, Austin leads here. And the first pitch is a ball outside, 1-0, on Nick Rainwater. Dave Meyer looks like a pretty good pitcher for the Greyhounds. Cavs have seen some good ones so far this season. High and inside now, and Rainwater. Traditionally, though, the Cavs have been a fastball-hitting team. Their only real trouble has been against pitchers that throw a lot of junk, keep them off balance. At that time, Rainwater fouls it off, and it's 2-1 now. Under Harv Tomter, the Cavs have a 1,595-437-1 record. It's a 7.85 winning percentage. And the pitch is swung on and missed, 2-2 now. Nick Rainwater. Harv Tomter actually began his career with the Cavs as a coach in 1978, then took over in 1979 as field manager, and Rainwater takes a called third strike on a curveball on the outside corner. So Rainwater strikes out for the second time tonight, both times looking, and the batter will be Ryan Jones, who was 1-for-1 and has scored the Cavs' only run tonight. He had a base hit in the first. And the pitch is swung on sharply, fouled off to the Cavs dugout and bouncing on top of the dugout. That concrete roof on the dugout. Dugout actually is a dugout. It's in the ground here at Carson Park. Steps going up and out of the dugout. There's a roof on it, concrete roof. Dugout is in the motif of Carson Park if you see the outside. The way the stadium looks, Jones falls this one off, and it's 0-2. The dugout looks like the outside of the stadium from the outside of the dugout. Have a similar style, is what I'm trying to say. There's a fence in front of the dugout to prevent foul balls from going in. And Jones looks at a ball just a bit low, 1-2. Two and two now on Ryan Jones. As he looks at the ball high and inside. And the pitch is swung on, fouled off the plate. Jones with a 2-2 count, and the pitch from Meyer, low and outside, and it's full. So Jones getting down 0-2, has worked at full now. There's one man out here in the Cavs, third, nobody on. They're trailing 3-1. Looking to get back to even here, and to do that, they're going to need a couple of base runners. Jones follows this one off again, and stays 3-2. Jones fouls another one off, and this marathon at bat continues. Jones grounds one sharply out to second and takes a true hop out there for Nick Bowie. And he throws out Jones for the second out of the inning. That brings up Rob Brockle, who is also one for one. He has one of the Cavs' two hits tonight. Right-handed batter. And the pitch is swung on and missed. 0-1. One and one now, as Meyer misses. Don Zaspel also served 19 years as a coach for the Cavaliers. 2-1 as Meyer misses again. Don Zaspel with Harv Thompter for 19 of his 26 years. Swan grounded out sharply to short, but picked up out there by John Freen, and he throws him out to end the inning. So Rob Brockle grounds out, and the Cavs go down 1-2-3 here in the third. And after three complete innings of play, our score is the Austin Greyhounds 3, the Oakland Cavaliers 1. You're listening to Oakland Cavaliers Baseball on West Wisconsin Sports.
The Eau Claire Cavaliers are proud to be sponsors of West Wisconsin sports broadcasts in 2005. Join the Eau Claire Cavaliers in celebrating their 35th anniversary season by heading on out to Carson Park and watching the boys of summer swing into action. The Cavaliers have a long tradition of being a non-profit, charitable baseball organization that has served the community for over three decades, all the while providing some of the best in baseball entertainment to the Chippewa Valley. Come on out to Carson Park early on promotional nights for the best in local and regional music acts that play 1 hour before game time. Also, there is free admission to many Cavaliers games with prizes given away on many promotional nights. For affordable, quality family entertainment, come on out to Carson Park all season long and cheer on the Eau Claire Cavaliers. The Eau Claire Cavaliers, 35 years and going strong.
And we move to the top of inning number four here in Carson Park, the Eau Claire Cavaliers and the Austin Greyhounds. The Greyhounds leading this one 3-1, and the Cavs find themselves in a position that they're not used to and they haven't been in too much this year, and that's trailing. Leading off for the Greyhounds is Matt Rasso. Greyhounds looking to hang Aaron Ochterberg with his first loss of the season. Hopefully they won't. Hopefully the Cavs will come back. Pitch is grounded weakly. Ochterberg with a nice play fields it, throws to Burian in time. And Rasso is retired. That ball is hit to the third base side of the mound. Ochterberg falling to the first base side as a right-hander will, of course, recovered nicely and made a good play. Nick Bowie is the batter. He walked his first time up. Bovey, I should say. Possibly related to Matt Bovey, but we're not sure. And the pitch is good for a called strike, 0-1. One man out here in the fourth inning for the Greyhounds. 0-1 pitch off the outside corner, 1-1. It's a beautiful night for baseball here. No clouds in the sky at the moment. A warm 78 degrees. Good for a called strike on the inside corner. 1-2 now on Nick Bovey. And he pops this one up. Ochterberg calls it right on the foul line and makes the catch for the second out. So Ochterberg has basically retired the first two batters himself. And there are two men down here in the fourth inning for the Greyhounds. The batter will be Clint Rippler. Clint Clint Ripley grounded into a 4-6-3 double play that ended threat for the Greyhounds. Nobody on this time. And he fouls the first pitch off. Next pitch is good for a strike in the outside corner, and it's 0-2 on Clint Ripley. The 0-2 pitch in the dirt, popping away from Greg Meinertz. 1-2 now. A 1-2 pitch, swung on, fouled back, and behind the stadium. Just missing the top of the roof here. The football field adjacent to the stadium, just past the outfield fence and left, stretching into center, is empty tonight. And Ripley takes a called third strike on the outside corner. And the inning is over for the Greyhounds. So they go very quietly and very quickly here in the fourth. Three up, three down, no runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on base. And after 3 1/2 innings of play, our score is the Austin Greyhounds 3 and the Oakland Cavaliers 1. Well, the Cavs have gone down very quietly the last two innings. In the second and third, they both of those innings, they've gone down 1-2-3. Meinertz, Meyer, and Wixer will be the batters for the Cavs in the bottom of the fourth. And they'll look to make some noise. Only down by two. Working in the fourth for the Greyhounds will be Dave Meyer, the starter. Talking about the Cavaliers coaches and some of their history, the newest additions to the coaching staff are Bill Jewelson, who is their manager now. He is the man, make no mistake about it, and he's done a very good job here so far in the Cavs' 35th anniversary season. Bill Jewelson is the Cavs' manager of the future. That made very clear by the organization, especially with Harv recovering from his gallbladder cancer. We wish him well. Our thoughts and prayers are with him and his family, as always, as well as Don Zaspel, who's recovering from that heart attack. Also joining the Cavaliers coaching staff is Rick Hill, long time top pitcher for the Cavaliers. He played for the Cavs for 13 seasons from 1991 to 2003. Went undefeated 1995 through 1997. Had records of 14-0, 12-0, and 14-0, 95, 96, and 97 did Rick Hill. That's a winning streak I don't know that will ever be matched by a Cavalier ever again. First pitch to Greg Meinertz from Dave Myers inside for a ball, spinning him around, and it's 1-0 on Greg Meinertz. One oh pitch, good for a strike on the outside corner. It's a beautiful night for baseball, as we said, a nice 78 degrees. Pitch a swung on line into left field. That'll be a base hit. And Meinertz is aboard with a leadoff single. The batter will be Seth Meyer. He is the center fielder. He walked his first time up. First pitch swung on and missed. Very healthy cut that time by Seth Meyer. But he came up with nothing, and it's 0-1. Pitch is good for a called strike on the outside, 0-2 now. And quickly, Meyer is behind. Meinertz takes his lead over at first. Nobody out here in the fourth for the Cavs. And the pitch is swung on and fouled out of play. That single by Meinertz was the Cavs' third hit of the night. And the 0-2 pitch. Swung on and fouled back. Meyer hanging tough, still 0-2 on him. Cavs looking to get something going. Bill Juleson with the signs over in the third base side coaching box. And the 0-2 pitch. Swung on and fouled back again. As we're saying, a very comfortable night. A few fans have taken it upon themselves to wander around in the bullpen areas, smattering of fans in the bleachers. Just a really nice night for a game. The lights are on here at Carson Park. It's not dark yet. It's a nice sunset. It was a gorgeous day. I hope you had a chance to come outside. Experience it. Pitch is fouled away again. Yeah, beautiful day. If you're stuck working inside, I'm sorry for you. The 0-2 pitch again, swung on and fouled back again, and out of play. Seth Meyer looking to get something he can drive. Following pitch after pitch off here. Miner still at first. And the 0-2 pitch. Swung on a miss, strike three. Meyer ends up winning that battle. A long battle. But now there's one out. And Nick Wixter comes up, who struck out his first time out. He wears number 16 and is a right-handed batter for the Cavs. Don Zaspel grounded out to short. Bad hop. And gets by the shortstop. Going all the way to third will be Meinertz. John Freen at short that time for the Greyhounds, looking for two all the way. I don't know if he took his eye off of it at the last second, but it popped off of his glove and into center field. That's going to be error number two on the Greyhounds tonight. And the Cavs have runners at the corners with only one man out. Mo Beerian will be the batter. Yeah, Don Zaspel was elected to the Rice Lake Sports Hall of Fame in 2003. First pitch to Beerian is good for a strike, 0-1. Don led the Rice Lake Wisconsin baseball team to a Wisconsin Baseball Association state championship in 1954 as a coach. Pitch is swung on, foul back, and out of play. Don commuting every night from Rice Lake to coach for the Cavs. And that's dedication, fans, because Rice Lake is not that close. The 0-2 pitch to Beerian swung on, fisted foul to the first base side. And it's 0-2 on Beerian. Well, that was a tough play there for the shortstop, John Freen. It's a great opportunity to finish the inning off, but they didn't, and the Cavs have runners at the corners. And Beerian looks at the pitch low and outside, 1-2. Meyer's been doing a good job of getting ahead of the hitters. He's forced a lot of ground balls, which tells me he has quite a bit of spin on his pitches. And the 1-2 pitch. Runner goes, swung on a miss, that's the third strike. And the strike him off, throw him out, double play as Nick Wixter is cut down trying to steal. And Mo Beerian strikes out swinging. So they get their double play after all, only it's of the strike them out, throw them out variety. And the Cavs are done in the fourth. No runs, one hit. There was one error, and one man was left on base. And after four complete innings of play, our score still remains at 3-1, Greyhounds leading the Cavaliers. You're listening to Eau Claire Cavaliers Baseball on West Wisconsin Sports.
When looking for a new or used car or truck, stop in and see Don Finch at Marquardt Chevrolet, north of Eau Claire off Highway 53. If you need help selecting a new vehicle, Don Finch is eager to assist you until you are totally satisfied with your selection. For an experienced sales professional with many years of service, stop in at Marquardt Chevrolet and see Don Finch today. Call 833-0444 or email him at dfinch@marquardt.com.
Marquardt. Vehicles you want, people you trust.
If you're looking for a dependable real estate agent, look no further than Dave Mickelson of Century 21 Metro Realty. Dave was voted Realtor of the Year for 2004. Dave was born and raised in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, and he's consistently one of the top real estate agents for Northwestern Wisconsin. Visit his website at www.c21dave.com or call his office at 832-2222. For all your real estate needs, call Dave Mickelson of Century 21 Metro Realty. Professionalism, integrity, experience.
We move to the top of inning number 5 here at Carson Park, the Eau Claire Cavaliers and the Austin, Minnesota Greyhounds. The Greyhounds leading 3-1. They scored once in the first, twice in the third, I should say, and Cavs answering with one run in the third and the first, and that's where we stand, 3-1. Aaron Ochterberg on to work, the fifth inning. He hasn't pitched badly. His defense let him down a bit in that first inning. They actually did touch him a bit in the third. A ripping double off the left field wall by Zach Schar scored a run. Leadoff hitter in the fifth will be the number 9 batter and the shortstop, John Freen. Freen, who had an error in that fourth inning, but he made some good plays tonight, regardless. First pitch is good for a strike from Ochterberg, and it's 0-1 on Freen. Next pitch is good for a strike, 0-2 now. Ochterberg's 0-2 pitch, swung on, followed back to the screen. Pitch is fouled off again, or I should say it's in the dirt, 1-2. His bat did not get a piece of that. Skipping by Meinertz. 1-2 pitch low and outside, and the count is even. A lot of information can be found in the Cavaliers' 35th anniversary season program. You can get those here at Carson Park. Pitch is swung on, flat out to center. Roaming over there is Seth Meyer, and he makes the catch in right center field for the first out of the inning. 1 man down, and the batter is Tate Cummins. Yeah, those anniversary programs of the Cavaliers souvenir programs for 2005 are just a dollar. And there are, I don't know how many dollars worth of coupons in there, but there are a lot. First pitch is good for a strike on Tate. And it's 0-1. Tate has 2 hits. He scored twice, has 3 stolen bases. It's been the Tate Cummins show as far as Austin is concerned. He checks swings and follows the next pitch off, and it's 0-2. Yeah, 3 stolen bases for Tate Cummins, and he scored 2 of their 3 runs. Not a bad evening so far for their leadoff hitter. And the 0-2 pitch, a bit high, 1-2. Pitch is swung on, fall back to the screen. still 1-2, and he fouls the next pitch off. So Tate Cummins battling hard here. One man out in the fifth inning for the Greyhounds. Nobody on. One run, three hits, two errors for the Cavs. Three runs, four hits, two errors for Austin. And the pitch. Swung on, a missed. Strike three. And Ochterberg feels good about striking out Cummins, who has burned him twice tonight. Two men out now, and that'll bring up Brian Tor, who is 0-2 with a foul out and a strikeout. First pitch is swung on, fly foul, and it will get out of play, landing in the area formerly known as the bullpen on the first base side. Right-handed batter is Brian Tor. No balls and one strike. The outfield at medium depth. Next pitch is good for a strike at the knees, and it's quickly 0-2 on Brian Tor. The 0-2 pitch, swung on, a miss, strike three, and that ends the fifth for the Greyhounds. So Ochterberg settling down here and getting some quick outs. Three up, three down. No runs, no hits, no errors. No one left on base after 4 1/2 innings of play. Our score is Austin 3, Eau Claire 1. Cavaliers looking for some offense here in the bottom of the fifth inning. They've trailed since the start. They were able to tie it in the bottom of the first. The lead was grabbed in the third by Austin, and they've held it since then. Still time, though. Coming up for the Cavs is the number 9 batter, Greg Harder, and then it's back to the top of the order with Luke Schultz and Nick Rainwater, and if anyone should reach, Ryan Jones. What also that? Cavaliers' 35th anniversary celebration will be on Saturday, July 16th. You can actually order tickets or get a form for reserving your spot at the anniversary celebration and dinner if you purchase a Cavaliers souvenir yearbook. There's a form to fill out, and just send in your check and fill out some information, and you can join the Cavaliers, all their former players, coaches, and fans for the 35th anniversary reunion. 35 years of history. Adult tickets are $17 and youth tickets are $8. The reunion banquet is at the Plaza Hotel and Suites. That is after the Cavs doubleheader that afternoon. There's a 1 o'clock doubleheader against the Minneapolis Metro Merchants on July 16th. It's going to be an exciting day. A whole day of festivities from 1 o'clock in the afternoon till who knows how late at night that Saturday night. Come out and party with the Eau Claire Cavaliers as they celebrate their 35th anniversary. Leading off for the Cavs is Greg Harder, looking to get something going for the Cavs, and he looks at the first pitch high and inside, 1-0. Dave Meyer still working for the Austin Greyhounds, the right-hander with the navy blue sleeves. And the 1-1-1-0 pitch is swung on, fouled out of play, and the count is even. We're in beautiful Carson Park here. We're a world-class facility here. Pitch is low and inside, 2-1. Softball field, football field, tennis courts, a baseball field. That makes up the athletic portion of the park. Pitch is good for a strike, 2-2. There are playgrounds, the Chippewa Valley Museum, Paul Bunyan Logging Camp. A lot to see and do here, just in Carson Park. Pitch is fouled off, and still 2-2 on Greg Harder. The 2-2 pitch. Way outside, and it's 3-2. Full count on Greg Harder, and he looks at ball four high and inside, so Harder draws the leadoff walk. And we are back to the top of the order in Luke Schultz, who's 0 for 1 officially with a walk and a pickoff. See if Juleson bunts over Harder here. They are down by 2, but they haven't had much success in the last few innings against Meyer. He throws over to first. He has a very good pickoff move, I must say, for a right-hander. Diving back is Harder. It's very quick. Quick like a cat. Indeed, Luke Schultz does bunt. It's a good one down the third base side. It could be a base hit. And it is. Schultz is in there with a base hit. He slides head first into first. Nobody's covering third. And no one's covering second in the runner's advance. As the entire infield began to start arguing, the runners all advanced. I don't know what you would call that, a complete mental lapse on the part of the Greyhounds. What was going to be a sacrifice bunt to get the runner to second ended up being a bunt for a base hit. And then each runner taking an extra 90 feet. Because the first baseman, along with the rest of the infield, thought that Luke Schultz was out at first when he slid head first into the bag. They thought that the throw beat him, but Denny Whiteside did not agree. It was a close play. No one was covering third, so Harder immediately scampered to third. And then seeing that no one was on second, Schultz advanced to second. And now with two on, there's a ground ball base hit into left field for Rainwater. One run will score, and now the tying run is just 90 feet away with nobody out. So Nick Rainwater with an RBI base hit. Greg Harder scores. Luke Schultz goes to third, and the Cavs have runners at the corners, nobody out, and Ryan Jones now batting. Could be a big inning for the Cavs. So a leadoff walk, a bunt for a base hit, a mental lapse that gave up a couple of bases. Cannot let that happen. But the Cavs will take it. Jones follows the first pitch off and out of play, 0-1. Cannot have that happen to a team. And now the Cavs are within striking distance of tying this one. The runner goes from first. Jones takes the pitch to tie it inside. The runner will easily make it at second as he slips and throws in the dirt, getting by and into center field. Coming home to score on the play is Luke Schultz, and going all the way to third on the throw is Nick Rainwater. So the game is now tied as the Cavs have scored twice in this inning. The lead run out at third with nobody out. The infield will come in. Although I don't think anyone on that right side of the infield wants to with Jones up there. And Jones swings and skies this one into shallow right center. Drifting back is the second baseman. He's got a beat on it, makes the catch. Tagging up and trying to score is the runner, Rainwater, and he does. Wow, hustling. Hustling is Rainwater. And Rainwater scores the go-ahead run. So it's a sacrifice fly and an RBI for Jones. That ball was hit into very shallow right center field. But Rainwater decided he wanted to challenge the arm of the second baseman, Nick Bovey, and he beat the throw. It was not too close at home, but an aggressive call by manager Bill Juleson. And the Cavs have scored three quick runs like that. Only one out, but nobody on now. Batter is Rob Brockle. He swings at the first pitch. Skies this one into shallow, shallow, shallow left field. Going out is the shortstop, John Freen, and he makes the catch, and there's two out now. So a very fortunate series of events for the Cavs here in the bottom of the fifth inning, and they have now have the lead 4-3. Two outs. Greg Minert is the batter. Minert is 1-for-2, reached on an error and had a base hit. Looked at the first pitch, good for a strike. A very interesting inning. No real big hits for the Cavs in this inning. RBI base hit by Nick Rainwater. Luke Schultz with a bunt hit. One and one now as Meyer misses. Rob Brockle, the batter. Curveball, and it's a good one. Swung on and missed by Miner. It's 1-2. That one, nasty. Might have been a slider, actually. And the 1-2 pitch to Miner. Swung on a miss, strike three. So, Cavaliers score three quick ones in fairly surprising fashion. A walk, a bunt base hit, a defensive mental lapse that allowed the runners to go to second and third, then an RBI base hit, then a stolen base. By Nick Rainwater, coming home to score on a play, was Schultz, and then Jones with the sacrifice fly, and the Cavs have scored three times on two hits. There was one error, that on the throw to second on the stolen base attempt, and no one was left on base. And after five complete innings of play, the Cavs have reclaimed the lead, or I should say have claimed it for the first time tonight. Our score, the Eau Claire Cavaliers 4, and the Austin Greyhounds 3. You're listening to Eau Claire Cavaliers Baseball on West Wisconsin Sports.
The Plaza Hotel and Suites in Eau Claire is a great place for a convention or any stay. With the elegant Crystal Ballroom, over 230 guest rooms, and a wide variety of services and amenities, the Plaza Hotel and Suites is the place to stay for a visit in Eau Claire. Becky Welke and the entire staff at the Plaza Hotel and Suites provide unparalleled professionalism when accommodating their guests' needs. Call 715-834-3181 or visit their website at www.plazaeauclaire.com.
Hello, I'm Dave Marquardt. Looking for a dependable used truck? Consider the Used Vehicle Center at Marquardt Chevrolet. We always carry a large selection of used pickups, vans, and SUVs. In fact, we have the best selection of used trucks in the Chippewa Valley. When you're thinking about buying a dependable used truck, make sure you buy it from a dependable dealer. The Used Vehicle Center at Marquardt Chevrolet, Highway 53 North between Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. Marquardt, vehicles you want, people you trust.
The first pitch to Nick Roney here in the top of the sixth inning is good for a strike on the outside corner, and Aaron Ochterberg, now working with the lead, is ahead of the Greyhounds center fielder, 0-1. Next pitch is good for a strike again on the outside corner. Peppering that location is Aaron Ochterberg's specialty, and he now is ahead of Roney, 0-2. Roney with the base hit and RBI, hit by pitch, run scored, and a stolen base tonight. Off the outside corner that time is Ochterberg, and it's 1-2. The Cavs scoring three times there in the bottom of the fifth inning. They now have the lead, 4-3 Cavs lead. And the pitch is low in the dirt, and the count is even at 2 apiece. The 2-2 pitch from Ochterberg swung on, driven into right center field. This one might be over the head of the right fielder Schultz, but it's not. He tap dances backwards and makes a nice catch. Came in on that initially and had to retreat. Well hit ball by Roney, but it's just a long out. And with one out, the batter will be Zach Shara. After him will be Jamie Morris in the DH. So one man out in the Greyhounds sixth inning. behind the pitch. Swung on, fouled back. He had a good cut and just missed that one. Falling off the screen right behind home plate. The 0-1 pitch. Swung on, fouled straight back again, 0-2. Octoberg with 6 strikeouts in tonight's game. Shara 1-for-2 with a double and an RBI. And this one's off the outside corner. 1-2. Zach Shara had that ripping double off the left field wall. Right off the bumper-to-bumper sign. Pitch low in the dirt, 2-2. Pitch is swung on, flied into very shallow center. Coming in hard is the center fielder. That's Seth Meyer, and he makes the catch for the second out. So quickly, 2 up and 2 flyouts. And the batter is Jamie Morrison, the DH for the Greyhounds, who is 0-2. First pitch is good for a strike. 0-1 to Jamie Morrison. Not Jimmy, but Jamie Morrison. 0-2 now as Octoberg finds the strike zone again. Octoberg working ahead quite a bit here in this game, as he usually does. Pitch a swung on line to Burian, off of his glove, rolling into right field. This is going to be a base hit. Burian almost coming up with that pitch. It'll be interesting to see how they score that. It was hit very hard. It bounced off of Burian's glove. He had it for a second there. It's going to be an error on Burian. If it hits your glove, you ought to catch it. Sometimes that's easier said than done. Morrison reaches on the air. And the Cavs have 3 now tonight. Matt Rasso is the batter. Swings and lines this one into center field. That's going to be a base hit. And all of a sudden, the Greyhounds have something going here with 2 out. Runners at first and second now. So Rasso with his first hit tonight. He's 1-for-3. The batter will be Nick Bovey, who has walked and popped out to Octoberg. It's amazing what errors will do to an inning, even with 2 out. First pitch to Bovey. Swung on, grounded out to second. This should be a routine play, and it is for Greg Harder, and that ends the inning. So Bovey grounds out. The threat amounts to nothing. No runs, 1 hit, 1 error, 2 men left on, and after 5 1/2 innings of play, our score is the Eau Claire Cavaliers 4, the Austin, Minnesota Greyhounds 3. Well, the Cavaliers hang on to that precious 1-run lead there. A little bit of excitement there at the end of the inning with that error by Mo Burian. That ball just simply bounced off of his glove. He had it in his glove. Probably should have made the catch. Didn't come up with it. It rolled into foul territory on the right side, and that allowed the runner to reach. Then there was a base hit. But Octoberg, as he's done so many times this year and in the past, was able to pitch out of it. Beautiful night for baseball, as we've been saying over and over. Only about 50% humidity. A nice 78 degrees. The sun's still setting in the west. The stadium looks north, north-northeast. It's from home plate to center field, if you were to draw a line, that's the direction it would be in, compass-wise. Dave Meyer will be out to work the bottom of the sixth inning for the Greyhounds. Most of the Cavs pitchers this year have gone the distance. There hasn't been a lot of relief pitching, per se. And now that I think about it, same is true for the opponents of the Cavs. Most of the time, their pitchers have gone the distance, even if it's been a 10-0 or 11-1 win for the Cavs. They just stick with their guys and let the fur fly. In the bottom of the sixth, the Cavaliers will feature Seth Meyer, Nick Wixer, and Mo Burian. And if anyone reaches, Greg Harder will also bat. The 6-7-8 men in the lineup for the Cavs. And Seth Meyer is the first one to come to the plate. He's 0-for-1 with a walk and a strikeout. The Cavs center fielder. And the first pitch. Meyer to Meyer is just off the plate, 1-0. Cavs with a one-run lead would like to get some insurance. Swung on, grounded sharply up the middle. Ranging over to his left, making a very nice play as the shortstop, John Freen, who came all the way from the hole at shortstop. That ball was hit directly up the middle. Made a nice stab at that. And a strong throw to the first baseman, Clint Ripler. To retire Seth Meyer, that was a good play. We've seen some good plays, we've seen some very bad plays here. The defense has been spotty. For every play like that, there seems to be a routine ground ball or a bad hop off somebody's glove. That one, though, a sparkling defensive effort. Next pitch is chopped to the third baseman. Strong throw to first, just gets Nick Wixer. He almost beat that out. The third baseman for the Greyhounds is Zach Scharand. He waited for the next hop on that. He didn't really charge that ball, but he made a very strong throw over to first and was able to get Wixer by half a step. So very quickly, there are two out now for the Cavs in the sixth, and the batter is Mo Burian. Burian, 0-for-2, struck out his last time up, and the pitch is good for a strike. The 0-1 pitch, low and outside on a curveball, and the count is even now. The 1-1 pitch on the outside corner, and good for a strike, 1-2 to Mo Burian. Two outs, nobody on here in the Cavs' half of inning number six. They lead 4-3. Four runs, five hits, three errors for the Cavaliers. Three runs, five hits, three errors for Austin, Minnesota. It's been a fairly even game, as the line score indicates. Cavs just a little bit ahead at the moment. 1-2 pitch way outside, and the count is even. Cavs' lead is mainly thanks to a complete mental lapse on behalf of the infield of the Greyhounds. Check swing. Good for a called third strike. And Burian call out. And the Cavs half of inning number six is over. So three up, three down very quickly. No runs, no hits, no errors. No one left on base. And after six complete innings of play, our score is the Oakland Cavaliers 4 and the Austin Greyhounds 3. You're listening to Oakland Cavaliers Baseball on West Wisconsin Sports.
The drive of your life is waiting for you. Be a Bottom Buyer. Incredible selection that's close to you. High quality driving, pre-owned and new. Minivans, SUVs, cars, trucks and more. We're Chippewa Valley Superstore. The drive of your life is waiting for you.
West Wisconsin Sports would like to thank all of our wonderful sponsors for making the 2005 Eau Claire Cavaliers broadcast possible. Thanks to Markwart Chevrolet, the Plaza Hotel and Suites, Dave Mickelson of Century 21 Realty, Boston 7 Brand Superstore, DeSoto Self-Serve Storage, Bumper to Bumper, Don Finch of Markwart Chevrolet, and the Eau Claire Cavaliers. Thank you for supporting Cavaliers broadcasts on WestWisconsinSports.com.
We move to the top of inning number 7 here at Carson Park. Cavaliers leading 4-3. It's been a good one. A bit sloppy on the defensive side. We've seen some of the best in defense and some of the worst here for both sides. But the Cavs lead 4-3. It's a tight ball game, a good ball game. This isn't a blow-up by any means. Aaron Ochterberg still in to work the 7th. He'll face Clint Ripler, John Freen, and Tate Cummins, the 8, 9, and number 1 hitters for the Austin Greyhounds. Ochterberg working all 6 innings so far, and the first pitch is a ball high, and it's 1-0. Clint Ripler, 0 for 2, grounded into a double play and struck out. Next pitch off the outside corner, 2-0. No activity in the Cavaliers bullpen, nor is there any activity in the Austin bullpen. 2-0 pitch, swung on, fouled off Meinertz's mask. Bouncing pretty high in the air. Those will shake you up. Meinertz shakes his head a little bit, puts the mask back on, and it's 2-1 now. The pitch from Ochterberg, good for a strike. 2-2. And a called third strike. Just nipping the outside corner does a curveball. And Clint Ripler strikes out for the second time in the game. That's Aaron Ochterberg's 8th strikeout of the game. And that brings up the number 9 batter, the shortstop, John Freen. John Freen, also 0 for 2, with a strikeout and a fly to center. Looks to bunt here, and he does. Ochterberg barehands it, throws the first, and a nifty play, but Burian drops the ball, and Freen will reach. A throw a little wild by Ochterberg. He picked it with one hand, spun and threw all in one motion. Burian couldn't handle the throw. I'm not sure who that'll be an error on, actually, because he had a good chance to get the runner. It was in plenty of time. There was a slight collision there at first between Freen and Burian. I wonder who they're going to give that error to. Regardless, it is an error. Cavs 4th of the night. And the batter is Tate Cummins. So with one out, Austin has the tying run at first. There in Ochterberg for the throw. Check swing. Good four strike. 0-1 on Tate Cummins. That's Ochterberg's second error, second throwing error of the night. He has 2 of the 4 Cavaliers errors. And the 0-1 pitch, throw to first instead, and Freen is back. Cavs looking for their 24th win of the season. Pitch is off, Meinertz's glove getting back to the fence behind home plate. That'll probably be a pass ball. That off of Meinertz's glove, his second of the night. And now that tying run moves into scoring position. So Freen at second now, still only one out. The count is 1-1 to Tate Cummins. And the pitch swung on and missed. 1-2 now. The 1-2 pitch. Off the outside corner. 2-2. Octoberg looking to work out of this. Not a real big jam yet, but in a one-run game, any little thing can change the complexion very quickly. Swung on, grounded out to third. Brockle looks the runner back to second, throws over to Burian in time, and gets the out. Good play by Brockle to look the runner back. Made a strong throw over to Burian. And now there are two out in the inning. And the batter is Brian Tor. He's 0-for-3 with two strikeouts and a foul out. Brian Tor swings and fouls this one in the air. On the right side, will it stay in play? Nope, it bounces off the top of the dugout on the visitor's side. On the first base side, that is. Burian and Octoberg giving chase, but no one's able to make that play. One on Brian Tor. Runner at second. Two out now. And the 0-1 pitch is swung on and missed. Weak swing that time from Tor, and it's 0-2. The 0-2 pitch. Good for a called third strike on the outside corner. It was in the dirt, and Meinert tags out Tor. Tor's third strikeout of the night, and that ends the threat for the Greyhounds here in the seventh. They get no runs, no hits. There was one Cavalier error, and one man was left on base. And after 6 1/2 innings of play, our score is Oakland Cavaliers 4, the Austin Greyhounds 3. The middle of the seventh inning, it's time to get up and stretch him out now as we move to the bottom of the seventh. In other baseball, Major League Baseball that is, the New York Mets beat the Washington Nationals by a score of 3-2. How about those Washington Nationals? They're about the biggest surprise in all of baseball. Them along with the Chicago White Sox. Nationals on pace to win about 100 games this year. Who would have thought? Doubleheader. Atlanta and Chicago. Atlanta won the first game 6-0. The Cubs losing in that one. Cubs leading, though, 4-3 in the sixth inning of game number two. Looking for a split are the Cubs with Atlanta. Elsewhere, these are finals. Colorado beating the L.A. Dodgers 8-5. Pittsburgh over Philadelphia 2-1. Then the American League, the New York Yankees beat Cleveland 7-2. And the Detroit Tigers over Tampa Bay 6-4. Cavaliers were behind in this game 3-1 until the bottom of the fifth inning when they scored three times to take the lead, and that's where we've been since the bottom of the fifth. We're in the bottom of the seventh now. Leadoff batter is Greg Harder. He has walked and scored a run, 0-for-1 officially. This is his third plate appearance tonight. He's played a pretty good game, I should say, at second base tonight for the Cavs. He's a good number 9 hitter to have because he's a little bit like a free leadoff hitter. And he swings and fouls the first pitch straight back, nearly into the press box on the right-hand side, if you heard that. Almost taking off Kirk Hovey's hat. pitches swung on and fouled at the plate. Quickly 0-2 on Greg Harder. The 0-2 pitch swung on, grounded out to second. Should be a routine play for Nick Bovey, and it is. And there's one man out here in the Cavs half of inning number 7. So Greg Harder grounds out, and we're back to the top of the order with Luke Schultz. Luke Schultz is 1-for-2. He has a base hit. A run scored. And the first pitch is good for a strike. 0-1 on Luke Schultz. Harv's wife, Rose, also in attendance. Harv Thompson, that is, the longtime manager for the Cavs. A bunch of fans go, young fans, that is, go chasing after that foul ball on the third base side bleachers. Some young man came over that ball. The 0-2 pitch swung on, fouled back into the netting behind home plate. Still 0-2 on Luke Schultz. Nobody on, and the pitch swung on and skied into very shallow center field, going out as a shortstop. John Frein, and he makes the catch. So very quickly, two men out here in the Cavs seventh. And the batter is Nick Rainwater. First pitch is a ball outside to Rainwater, 1-0. One-oh pitch swung on, fouled back behind the stadium and into the parking lot. Count is even now, 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. Rainwater takes a curveball on the forearm and will reach on a hit by pitch. He didn't really get out of the way of that one, but it was a slow curve, and he certainly didn't mind taking a piece of that one for the team. All the more reason because it brings up Ryan Jones, the DH, who is 1-for-2 with a sacrifice fly and an RBI, a run scored also in tonight's game. And the pitch is swung on, fisted off to the left side. Mishandled out there by both the shortstop and the third baseman. Rainwater will go all the way to third as that ball skitters past both of them. That was a little liner that had a lot of spin on it. Hit right off the handle by Jones. Completely mishandled out there. It was hitting a very unique spot. Right in between that area, if you were to make a triangle from third baseman to the shortstop to the pitcher. Runners at first and third now with two men out as Jones reaches on what will be scored as a hit and an error that allowed the runner to go to third on the play. Rainwater going all the way from first to third. I don't know if they would have gotten Jones if that ball had been picked cleanly. It was hit fairly slowly, and it would have been a tough play. The batter now, though, is Rob Brocco, and he looks at the first pitch low for a ball. At any rate, the Cavs have a chance to add on to their lead. A one-run lead is not enough in most schools of thought. Next pitch has fouled off, 1-1. Brocco, the batter, the 1-1 pitch, swung on and missed. Brocco had a heck of a cut at that one. He was looking to drive that pitch, probably guessing at something, and unfortunately coming up empty. Jones at first, Rainwater at third. The 1-2 pitch, high, and it's 2-2 now. Two and two on Brockel. Two on, two out. And he takes a call on third strike on the outside corner. And that ends the inning for the Cavs. So, Cavs get no runs on one hit. There was one error. And two men are left on base. And after seven complete innings of play, our score is the Eau Claire Cavaliers 4, the Austin, Minnesota Greyhounds 3. You're listening to Eau Claire Cavaliers Baseball on West Wisconsin Sports.
Hi, this is Jim from Bumper to Bumper Auto Parts. It's tune-up time, and Bumper to Bumper has the items your vehicle needs to run right and save gas, too. Spark plugs, PCV valves, oxygen sensors, and more are in stock now. Fram air filters start at only $4.99, and 60-month Exide batteries start at only $39.99. We've got the parts and low prices, too.
Bumper to Bumper, the auto parts special.
What am I going to do with all this stuff?
I don't know. What are you going to do with all that stuff?
I don't know where to put it.
I'll tell you where to put it. Take it to Wissota Self-Serve Storage, County Trunk X, 3 miles east of Chippewa Falls. They'll take care of you. It's a great place. You can put anything you want there. Call 832-3977.
Now I know where to put all this stuff.
Wissota Self-Serve Storage, 3 miles east of Chippewa Falls on County Trunk X.
We move to the top of the eighth inning here at Carson Park. The Eau Claire Cavaliers leading the Austin, Minnesota Greyhounds 4-3. There are a couple of defensive changes for manager Bill Juulsen. Still in the game is Aaron Ochterberg, but playing in center field now is Kevin Robinson, and moving from center to first base is Seth Meyer. So Kevin Robinson now batting for Mo Berrien, who is out of the game in the eighth spot, and Seth Meyer playing first base. First pitch from Aaron Ochterberg to Nick Roney is a ball outside, 1-0. Roney with a run scored. He's been hit by a pitch, has a base hit and an RBI. Swings across this one to the third base side, protecting a line with Brockley. Spins and makes a hard throw over to the first baseman, Meyer, covering. That was a dandy play by Rob Brockle, who had to come an inordinate distance to his left because he was protecting the line. But he was able to get Roney on a beautiful play. 5-3 on the putout. Nice spinning move and a strong throw. The batter is Zach Shora, who was 1-for-3 with a double and an RBI. Looks at the first pitch high, and it's 1-0 on Zach Shora. Strike on the outside corner, and the count is even. Nobody on, one out here in the top half of inning number 8. Swung on and missed is the 1-1 pitch. And it's 1-2. Well, a quick inning would be very nice here. You're getting through the meat of the lineup here, the 3-4-5 batters for the Greyhounds. Be nice to retire them in order. Pitches fall back. 1-2 it remains. Cavs nursing a one-run lead here in the eighth inning. Ochterberg still working, and his 1-2 pitch to Zach Schara. Curveball swung on and fouled back. That ball had a lot of spin on it. You can see that all the way from up here. The Bugs having a fiesta at the lights as Schara swings and misses for strike three. And there are two gone in the eighth for the Greyhounds. That brings up the DH, Jamie Morrison, who is 0-3. That's Ochterberg's ninth strikeout. His first pitch to Jamie Morrison is low for a ball, 1-0. Grounds it out sharply to short. Misplaying it. The ball deflecting into left field, but holding it first is Morrison. That was a tough play. That ball was hit very sharply, but it's one of those things that you really have to come up with if you're a shortstop. Rainwater, who has made some nice plays. That's going to be an error. That is an error, right? On the shortstop. Nick Rainwater. Ball was hit very sharply. It bounced off his glove, though, and into left field. And with two outs, the Greyhounds have a base runner. First pitch is a pass ball bouncing off of Myers' glove. That's the third time that's happened tonight. And going down to second is Morrison. Matt Rasso is the batter. And the count is 1-0. So the tying run is now at second for the Greyhounds. And their pitch swung on, short hop out to third. Brockle with a strong throw, and he retires the side. So a couple nice plays by Rob Brockle help the Cavs cause here in the eighth inning, and they don't allow any runs to cross. No runs, no hits, one Cavalier error, and one man left on base. And after 7 1/2 innings of play, our score is still the Eau Claire Cavaliers 4 and the Austin Greyhounds 3. So the Cavs have been able to recover from their defensive miscues fairly well. Just a little bit better, actually, than the Austin Greyhounds, and that's probably the difference in our game. Looks like Dave Meyer will come out to work the bottom of inning number 8. Hopefully it'll be the last time the Cavs will need to bat. And in doing so, it'd be very nice if they got a run or two for insurance. Well, we'd like to thank all our wonderful sponsors throughout the season that have been able to bring these broadcasts to you. Proud sponsors are with Soda Storage, Plaza Hotel and Suites, Bumper to Bumper, Boffin Automotive, Don Finch of Marquardt Chevrolet, Dave Mickelson of Century 21 Realty, and the Eau Claire Cavaliers Baseball Association. We're very appreciative of all their support. Without them, these broadcasts would not be possible, and that would just be a shame because we really enjoy bringing these broadcasts to you, and we enjoy bringing the Cavaliers in their 35th season to a new and expanding audience on this new media type. Very exciting thing to be happening here in the very special season for the Cavs, and it's been a good one for the Cavs so far. Looking for their 24th win and 30 games played. 23 wins, only 6 losses. We move to the bottom of the 8th inning. Due up for the Cavs will be Greg Meinertz, Seth Meyer, and Nick Wixer. Seth Meyer, as we said, now at first. Meinertz the catcher will stand in here to lead off the bottom of the eighth for the Cavs. This game is just about 2 hours old now. And we played 7.5 innings. That's not too bad. Miner stands in there now against Dave Meyer, who has worked the entire game for the Austin Greyhounds. And the first pitch swung on and popped to the right side in foul territory. Going over there and making an easy catch is Clint Rippler. And very quickly, there is one man out in the Cavs' half of inning number 8. So Meyerts falls out. He's 1-for-4, and that's probably how he'll finish the night. Hopefully, that's how he'll finish the night. Seth Meyer will be the batter now. He's 0-for-2 with a walk, strikeout, ground out to short. And the first pitch. High, and it's 1-0. One man out, nobody on for the Cavs. 1-1 now as the next pitch from Meyer is good for a strike. Meyer to Meyer. Pitch is fouled off, out of play to the right side. Bunch of kids giving chase over there. Count is 1-2. Check swing. He did not go around. 2-2 now on Seth Meyer. Pitch is way outside, getting past the catcher for the Greyhounds, Matt Rasso. And it's full. Four runs, six hits, five errors for the Cavs. Three runs, five hits, three errors for the Greyhounds. And the full count pitch is swung on, grounded sharply past the third baseman down the left field line. Stopping at first with a solid single is Seth Meyer. It's his first hit tonight, the Cavs' seventh. And the batter will be Nick Wixer. After him is Kevin Robinson, the new insertion into the game. Playing in center field, Kevin Robinson wearing number 17. Seth Meyer now playing at first base, as we were saying, in the last half inning. It looks like Kevin Robinson will get a chance to bat. But right now, the batter is Nick Wixer. And the first offering is good for a strike. Cavaliers have an insurance run at first. They'd like to bring him around. And the 0-1 pitch is just outside. 1-1. Two now as a curveball finds a good chunk of the plate. Pitch is grounded out weakly to second base. Going to first, that's the only play he has, is Nick Bovey. Runner advances to second, and there are now two men out. Seth Meyer grounds out. Or I should say, Nick Wixer grounds out. Seth Meyer goes to second. Runner in scoring position for Kevin Robinson, who is the new entry into the game. Kevin Robinson, the swings and misses, or swings at the first pitch, picked up, bobbled out there by the shortstop. Not in time. That's going to be an error on John Freen as Robinson reaches on an error. Going to third on the play is Seth Meyer. Kevin Robinson, the Milwaukee native, reaches on the air. And we're to Greg Harder, the number 9 man in the order. It was 0-for-2 with a walk and a run scored. Four errors now for the Greyhounds. And the pitch is low and outside, 1-0. A lot of errors in tonight's game, 9 between these two teams. Three in the first inning alone. Pitch swung on, lined into right center field, that four base hit. And that'll bring home the much needed insurance run. Greg Harder with the RBI base hit. And Nick Wixer. Seth Meyer comes around to score. So Seth Meyer scoring the insurance run, and the Cavs now lead 5-3. Going to second is Kevin Robinson. And the inning continues, and we're back to the top of the lineup with Luke Schultz. The runners at first and second now for the Cavs with two out. They lead 5-3. Very important run. Again, defensive miscues. First pitch is good for a strike, 0-1. If you give teams 4, 5, 6 outs an inning, they're going to burn you eventually. That goes for both sides in this game. If these teams play a clean defensive game, this is maybe a 1-0 game, 2-1 at most. Pitch is grounded to third weakly, picked up on a short hop by Zach Schauer, and he throws to first in time to get Schultz. That'll end the inning for the Cavs. But they score one big run on two hits. There was one error by the Greyhounds, and two men were left on base. And after 8 complete innings of play, our score is the Eau Claire Cavaliers 5 and the Austin Greyhounds 3. You're listening to Eau Claire Cavaliers Baseball on West Wisconsin Sports.
When looking for a new or used car or truck, stop in and see Don Finch at Markworth Chevrolet, north of Eau Claire off Highway 53. If you need help selecting a new vehicle, Don Finch is eager to assist you until you are totally satisfied with your selection. For an experienced sales professional with many years of service, stop in at Markworth Chevrolet and see Don Finch today. Call 833-0444 or email him at dfinch@markworth.com.
Markworth. Vehicles you want, people you trust.
If you're looking for a dependable real estate agent, look no further than Dave Mickelson of Century 21 Metro Realty. Dave was voted Realtor of the Year for 2004. Dave was born and raised in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, and he's consistently one of the top real estate agents for Northwestern Wisconsin. Visit his website at www.c21dave.com or call his office at 832-2222. For all your real estate needs, call Dave Mickelson of Century 21 Metro Realty. Professionalism, integrity, experience.
We move to the top of inning number 9, though. Aaron Ochterberg looking to go the entire distance here. The Cavaliers lead 5-3. They got a very important insurance run in the bottom of the 8th inning and now lead by 2. Looking to close out the Greyhounds. The 7, 8, and 9 batters are due up. Bovee, Rippler, and Freen for the Greyhounds. The first pitch is swung on, flied into center field, shallow. Kevin Robinson is there, and he makes the catch for the first out. So quickly, one up and one down. And Clint Rippler will now be the batter for the Greyhounds. So it's good to get that first out of the way. Aaron Ochterberg, allowing 3 runs, not nearly all of them earned, I guarantee you that. First pitch to curveball high, 1-0. Nine strikeouts for Aaron Ochterberg, and the next pitch misses again, 2-1. The 2-0 pitch, low, 3-0. 3-0 pitch misses badly. Again, high and inside. And Ochterberg walks Rippler. So that'll bring up John Freen. Double play would be nice. That would end the game. Only one man out here in the top of the ninth. Runner at first. He's not the tying run. Calling timeout as the batter, John Freen. Ochterberg, his pitch sails into the netting behind home plate as he called timeout in mid-delivery. And the 0-1 pitch, or the pitch is good for a strike, and now it's 0-1. Two now as Ochterberg gets ahead of Freen here in the ninth inning. One man on, one out. And the 0-2 pitch off the outside corner, 1-2. Fans looking for a win. They're feeling a win here. Two outs to get, though. Pitch is swung on, driven into left field. Long run out there for the left fielder. He won't get to it. Nick Wixter, he'll hold the runners, though. And it's just a base hit for Freen. So, tying run is now on at first. One man out. We're back to the top of the order, and Tate Cummins. A little bit of drama here in the top of the ninth. Playing way off the line was the left fielder, Nick Wixter. He had to run a long way, but he was able to cut that ball off and kept the runners at first and second. Ochterberg having to sweat this one out a little bit here in the top of the ninth. Infield at double play depth, looking for two. At the corners, they're hugging the line. First pitch is good for a strike. It's 0-1. Brockle guarding the line at third. Seth Meyer doing the same at first. And the pitch. Just off the outside corner, 1-1. The 1-1 pitch, swung on and missed, 1-2. One-two pitch, swung on and missed, strike three. Miners throws down to first, but the runner's back there safely. But there are two men out now. Very importantly, that's Ochterberg's 10th strikeout of the night. And the last hope for the Greyhounds is Brian Tor, who has 3 strikeouts himself tonight. He's 0 for 4. On one level, you say, well, he hasn't had any success yet at all tonight against Ochterberg. He has 3 strikeouts, but on the other side of it, you can say, well, he's due. Hopefully, he's not quite due yet. Swings at the first pitch, pops it into shallow right, coming in hard, making a diving attempt, and missing it is the right fielder, Luke Schultz. 2 runs will score, and this game is now tied. Oh, only one run scored, actually. The game not tied yet, but the tying run at third. Bases not cleared on that. For a second, they thought about sending the runner from third. Coming in and making a diving attempt at that was Luke Schultz. Well, Brian Tor, just as I say, and he was due, gets an RBI. That scores Rippler. And third is John Freen. And Nick Roney, who has had success tonight, is up at the plate against Ochterberg. And the first pitch is good for a strike on the outside corner. Ochterberg with some pressure pitching here. in a 10th, 9th inning. The go-ahead run at second, the tying run at third. There are two outs, though. And it's 0-1 on Nick Roney. And the pitch. Just a bit off the outside corner, 1-1. Crowd getting into it a little bit now. Here is, you can cut this tension with a knife. The Cavs want to preserve this win. There's no one in their bullpen. This is Oktoberg's game. Bergstrom 0-2 now. Pitch fouled back off the facade. Still two strikes on Roney. Nick Roney has a base hit on RBI, hit by pitch, stolen base, scored a run. 1-for-4 officially. He's also reached on an error. And the 0-2 pitch. High getting by Meinert. Tying run will come home to score. Well, the pitch was high. Miner's got a glove on it, but for the fourth time tonight, he let that one go. I don't know if they'll score that as a wild pitch or a pass ball. It could go either way. The important thing is, though, the game is now tied at 5. The Cavs giving up 2 runs here in the top of the 9th inning, and the go-ahead run now at 3rd with 2 men out. Boy, just heartbreaking. The Cavs get that insurance run in the bottom of the 8th inning, only to give up the lead here in the 9th, but got to get out of this inning. Pitcher swung on and flied into right field, coming in and making the catch is Schultz this time, and we go to the bottom of the 9th inning. So, the Austin Greyhounds score twice in that inning. Thanks to 2 hits, there were no errors. One man was left on base. And after 8 1/2 innings of play, our score is now tied again at 5. Well, the Cavs are going to have to come up with some bottom-of-the-ninth heroics. Dave Meyer almost off the hook here. Cavs will have a shot to win this one in regulation before we get sent into extra innings. It's been a good game, but just a real lapse there by the Cavs. Some sloppy baseball. Round the board tonight. 9 errors in this game. 5 runs, 8 hits, 5 errors for the Cavs. 5 runs, 7 hits, 4 errors for the Austin Greyhounds. Going right down to the wire tonight. The Cavs will be batting here in the bottom of the 9th. Coming up for the Cavs will be Nick Rainwater, Ryan Jones, and Rob Brockle. So they have a good shot with the 2, 3, and 4 hitters due up here in the inning. They only need one to win. If they don't score here, the game goes into extra innings. I think all the fans are quite a bit disappointed here. They wanted to see the Cavs closed that one out in the 9th, and they had a chance up to that very last pass ball or wild pitch, however it scored. And the tying run scored. But we move on here, and they have to get a run, and that starts off with the first base runner. Nick Rainwater will try to reach. Cavs want to get it done here in regulation and get out of here. They don't want this to go to extra innings, because you've feel if it goes to extra innings, the momentum is definitely in Austin's favor. So Rainwater will try to get on any way he can here. First pitch is a curveball, good for a strike. 0-1. Bugs everywhere, swarming around those lights here at Carson Park. Pitch is swung on, grounded sharply to third. Up with it, though, is Zach Schora, and he makes the routine play. Rainwater is retired. one man out here in the Cavs ninth. Now batting the DH, Ryan Jones. Well, he could end this thing with one swing. Any way at all to get on base, though, I'll take a walk, hit by pitch, base hit, double. One man out here in the Cavs ninth. They did score once in the bottom of the eighth. First pitch from Meyer to Jones. Check swing inside. One and zero on Ryan Jones. He is a patient hitter. And the 1-0 pitch. Off the outside corner, 2-0 now. Doesn't want him to, Meyer, I should say, does not want to give Jones anything too good here. For the exact reason I just mentioned, Jones can end this thing with one swing. And Jones swings and lines this one down the line in left field. This is going to be in the gap and in the corner. Bouncing up against the fence. Jones will round second and hold there with a double. So Ryan Jones with an opposite field double into the left field corner. And the Cavs are alive and kicking. Runner at second with one out. The batter will be Rob Brockle. He struck out his last time up. He's 1-for-4 tonight. So Ryan Jones with a one-out double. Gets his lead, and the pitch to Brockle. Curveball on the inside corner for a strike. Good pitch that time, 0-1. The 0-1 pitch swung on, driven deep into right field. This one's over the right fielder's head, bouncing up against the fence. That's going to be a ground rule double. Jones will score, and the Cavaliers win. That one bouncing off of the warning track and into the party deck, and that's the game. So back-to-back doubles by Ryan Jones and Rob Brockle, and this one, an RBI double by Rob Brockle to score Ryan Jones, and the Cavs win in dramatic fashion, 6-5. Boy, an exciting one here from Carson Park. We'll be back to wrap things up right after this. Cavs score one run to win it here in the ninth. Our final score, Oakland Cavaliers 6. And the Austin Greyhounds five. Actually, that's going to be ruled a home run for Rob Brockle. I'm sorry, I had to pause there for a second. It looked like it bounced on the warning track, but apparently it did get over that short fence and right. That's a walk-off home run, I guess, for Rob Brockle. The more the merrier. A home run and two RBIs for Rob Brockle. And the Cavs, no, that's a double. Now it's ruled as a double. And one run. Yeah, the umpire, one of the umpires is giving a circling round the round tripper sign, but it was actually a ground rule double, and the Cavs win 6-5. So 6 runs, 10 hits, 5 errors for the Cavs. 6 runs, 7 hits, 4 errors. I should say 5 runs, 7 hits, 4 errors. For the Austin Greyhounds. We'll be back to wrap things up right after this. You're listening to Eau Claire Cavaliers Baseball on West Wisconsin Sports.
The Plaza Hotel and Suites in Eau Claire is a great place for a convention or any stay. With the elegant Crystal Ballroom, over 230 guest rooms, and a wide variety of services and amenities, the Plaza Hotel and Suites is the place to stay for a visit in Eau Claire. Becky Welke and the entire staff at the Plaza Hotel and Suites provide unparalleled professionalism when accommodating their guests' needs. Call 715-834-3181 or visit their website at www.plazaeauclaire.com.
West Wisconsin Sports would like to thank all of our wonderful sponsors for making the 2005 Eau Claire Cavaliers broadcast possible. Thanks to Markward Chevrolet, the Plaza Hotel and Suites, Dave Mickelson of Century 21 Realty, Boston 7 Brand Superstore, Soda Self Serve Storage, Bumper to Bumper, Don Finch of Markward Chevrolet, and the Eau Claire Cavaliers. Thank you for supporting Cavaliers broadcasts on WestWisconsinSports.com.
Welcome back, baseball fans, to Carson Park. The Eau Claire Cavaliers get their 24th win of the season against the Austin, Minnesota Greyhounds. 6-5 back-to-back doubles in the ninth inning by Ryan Jones and Rob Brockle get the victory for the Cavs. They had to go all the way to the bottom of the ninth in this one. A very sloppy game defensively for both sides. A total of 9 errors in the game. I think without those errors, it's probably a 1-0 victory for the Cavs or 2-1, something like that. Either way, though, it's exciting. And the Cavs get a win, and that's important. Aaron Ochterberg, still undefeated, goes to 8-0 on the season. He is having a pretty legendary Cavaliers season so far and keeps Bill Nolan at bay. He'll get a chance, though, I'm sure, this weekend when they go to St. Paul for 4 games. Cavaliers score 1 run in the first, 3 in the fifth, 1 in the eighth, 1 in the ninth for their 6 runs. They had 6 runs, 10 hits, and 5 errors. The Austin Greyhounds scored once in the first, twice in the third, and then twice in the ninth to tie it. That's when we were all very worried, and that's when the drama kicked in for their 5 runs on 7 hits and 4 errors. Austin would come up short, though. That's the advantage of being the home team. You always have that extra at-bat, and the Cavs needed all of it tonight to get the win over the Austin Greyhounds. Leading hitters for the Cavs were Ryan Jones. He was, 3-for-4, a sacrifice fly, an RBI, and 2 runs scored. Rob Brockle, 2-for-5 with 2 RBIs and a double. Seth Meyer also scored a run, was 1-for-3. Greg Harder, 1-for-3 with an RBI and a run scored also. We'll be back to wrap things up and tell you about our next broadcast right here on West Wisconsin Sports. You're listening to Eau Claire Cavaliers Baseball and the postgame show right here on WestWisconsinSports.com.
The Eau Claire Cavaliers are proud to be sponsors of West Wisconsin Sports broadcasts in 2005. Join the Eau Claire Cavaliers in celebrating their 35th anniversary season by heading on out to Carson Park and watching the boys of summer swing into action. The Cavaliers have a long tradition of being a non-profit, charitable baseball organization that has served the community for over 3 decades, all the while providing some of the best in baseball entertainment to the Chippewa Valley. Come on out to Carson Park early on promotional nights for the best in local and regional music acts that play 1 hour before game time. Also, there is free admission to many Cavaliers games with prizes given away on many promotional nights. For affordable, quality family entertainment, come on out to Carson Park all season long and cheer on the Eau Claire Cavaliers. The Eau Claire Cavaliers, 35 years and going strong.
Hello, I'm Dave Markwart. Looking for a dependable used truck? Consider the Used Vehicle Center at Markwart Chevrolet. We always carry a large selection of used pickups, vans, and SUVs. In fact, we have the best selection of used trucks in the Chippewa Valley. When you're thinking about buying a dependable used truck, make sure you buy it from a dependable dealer. The Used Vehicle Center at Markwart Chevrolet, Highway 53 North between Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. Markwart, vehicles you want, people you trust.
What am I going to do with all this stuff?
I don't know. What are you going to do with all that stuff?
I don't know where to put it.
I'll tell you where to put it. Take it to Wissota Self-Serve Storage, County Trunk X, 3 miles east of Chippewa Falls. They'll take care of you. It's a great place. You can put anything you want there. Call 832-3977.
Now I know where to put all this stuff.
Wissota Self-Serve Storage, 3 miles east of Chippewa Falls on County Trunk X.
Welcome back, baseball fans, as we're just about set to wrap this one up from Carson Park with longtime manager and coach Harv Tomter and Don Zaspel, both recovering from serious illnesses in attendance tonight. The Cavaliers win an exciting one, 6-5 over the Austin, Minnesota Greyhounds. They improved to 24-6 on the season. It's Bill Juleson's first campaign as manager, and he's done an excellent job. Aaron Ochterberg improving to 8-0 with the win. He's undefeated. He has one-third of the Cavaliers' victories this season. He has pitched outstandingly well. It was a sloppy game defensively for the most part, but in the end, the Cavs got the clutch hitting when they needed it. A double by Ryan Jones with one out in the ninth inning, and then a ground rule double by Rob Brockle to win the game for the Cavs. Ryan Jones scoring the winning run. Rob Brockle with the winning RBI. And that does it for our game tonight. Our next broadcast will be on Wednesday, July 13th, when the Cavaliers will take on Coon Valley. 7:30 p.m. game time starts, 7:15 pregame broadcast. Cavaliers will go on the road after this game, or I should say after, after tonight. They will head to St. Paul this weekend, play doubleheaders against two St. Paul teams, the Commanding Edge and the A's Coral, both 1 o'clock doubleheaders in St. Paul, Saturday and Sunday. And then they'll be back here next week for a series of home games, including a couple of promotional nights, Barbell Night and the 35th anniversary night here at Carson Park. So until then, thanks for listening, and be sure to catch the replays on the web at westwisconsinsports.com. Once again, our final score here from Carson Park, the Eau Claire Cavaliers winning in dramatic fashion in the bottom of the ninth, thanks to back-to-back doubles by Ryan Jones and Rob Brockle. Our final score, the Eau Claire Cavaliers 6 and the Austin Greyhounds 5. So long, everybody. You've been listening to Eau Claire Cavaliers Baseball on West Wisconsin Sports.
Thank you for listening to Eau Claire Cavaliers Baseball on West Wisconsin Sports. Eau Claire Cavaliers Baseball on WestWisconsinSports.com is brought to you by Boston 7 Brand Superstore, Bumper to Bumper, Dave Mickelson of Century 21 Realty, Don Finch of Marquardt Chevrolet, the Eau Claire Cavaliers Baseball Association, Marquardt Chevrolet, the Plaza Hotel and Suites, and Wissota Self-Serve Storage. You've been listening to Eau Claire Cavaliers Baseball on WestWisconsinSports.com. The West Wisconsin Sports Radio Network.